Hey everyone, how's it going? I hope everyone has a great week so far and that everything is going well. Today's Monday, September 28th. So far, so good with me. And I just wanted to just say thanks for listening to my podcast thus far. And I just wanted to get right into it. So as you know, I'm a big Power fan. Or maybe you didn't know. What I love about Power is, of course, it mingling with street life, making it exciting, learning the different characters, what will they do next. I didn't think 50 Cent would be able to pull it off, you know, without Ghost. That was the main character. He put it around the whole love story. But as we know, just as adults now, even the greatest love story was on the stories like at 1 p.m., 12 noon on regular ABC. Everything. We were able to see all of that. And what we learned from that is that all the writers are unpredictable. So what I liked about this new Ghost Power Book 2 is that Tariq is the lead and he's super smart. I just couldn't believe it how he can maneuver in so many environments and think 10 steps ahead of everyone. My absolute fave, who I felt like this role was made for her, created for her, was Mary J. Blige as Monet. She has the urban flair, the fly weaves, the fly clothes. It's like the real Mary's in there, but with the storyline. I also like how she's close to her kids, managing the life. And the only person I really truly feel sorry for is Tasha. I mean, she shouldn't have did that to old boy, throw him under the bus like that last season. She shouldn't have done that, but lesson learned. Now, one of the things that I got out of this week's episode, so I'm going down to episode probably 4 now, is that Tariq is smart, like I said. He's selling drugs on the campus. He's learning, navigating his way without his father. So even though one of the things I wanted to point out, even though as human beings we may despise our parents or don't want to do certain things like your parents, and everyone's talking about breaking generational curses, you are just like your parents, regardless if you want to deny it or not. The walk is generational. Your talk sometimes is generational. And obviously your features are generational. So even though Tariq didn't like his father, he is his father. May not look alike on TV, but it's the spitting image, the way they act and the character. But I wanted to jump into what Mary J. Blige said, or Monet, her character. I can control anybody. I just got to give them what they want and take it away to control them. And that resonated with me so much. I feel like just being in an industry that's super competitive, everybody wants a piece of control. Even in your life, you want to control your life. So that made me think about certain situations in my life where people try to control me and I didn't even know it because I was a little naive, or just even at work. So what I took from this is the only person you should be responsible for controlling is yourself. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Like, I know Instagram, you know, you see people dressing fly. You want to dress fly too. And it happens to me too. They traveling here, traveling there. So you want to do it too. However, you don't know that person's financial situation. You don't know if they really do travel for work. If their spouse has a lot of money, they have a lot of money, old money. And or you don't even know if they just don't save. So everybody's money situation is different. So it kind of makes me think about, even for myself, again, that just because you see somebody looking fly, being fly, you don't got to mimic what they're doing or what they're trying to do. It's good to learn to stay current. You don't want to be like an old lady and not know how to do their makeup or do your hair or have like outdated clothes. I'm not saying that, but you have to be able to control your situation and what you're in and be happy in your present situation. One of the things that I had to take away with in my life is wherever I'm at, the seat that I'm sitting in, to be happy where I'm at. Be grateful for what amount of money you're making. Be grateful for your home. Be grateful for your family, because time is moving so fast. I think about when I graduated college at 22 and the friends that I've lost, the friends that I've gained, lost and gained. All of that was somewhat in my control, but not really. But life just moves so fast, and it just seems like just yesterday I graduated. So I feel like focus on being happy right now. The other thing that I wanted to hone in on is Monet also saying you can just give somebody something and take it away. Now, I say this to switch the tone a little bit. You'll also just notice in relationships, like especially with men, And sometimes if they're dating a woman that doesn't have a lot of money, he'll control her with the money. Or maybe vice versa. If the woman has the money, she probably like is in control. So that's other things that I've seen in life that's applicable to us all. And maybe at work, like you'll help somebody with a project, you'll help somebody, you know, do a formula of something of the sort, and you kind of like control them. So, okay, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. I mean, it's a little bit more serious in power, obviously, because life is on the line, money's on the line, and reputation is on the line. The other thing I wanted to mention is Method Man. So I think Method Man was the fan favorite of Wu-Tang Clan. He's good looking. He had that persona. Well, we don't really know his personality. We just know his onstage presence, but he still looks presentable. He seems like, to me, like a hood lawyer. like those lawyers in the hood that's super smart and definitely not like, I don't know, like somebody I will see like in a law firm. But his body was impeccable in that love scene. And I think, I don't know, I feel like more Mary J. Blige is stealing the show on her family than Method Man. So I got to see how it plays out with his acting and things like that. He didn't win me over with the lawyer spiel at all. However, it just, I love the storyline and I love the plot. I also wanted to focus on is just family ties. So it's kind of funny how the family is all together. And earlier I said, you know, you are just like your parents. I see how Monet has a special relationship with each of her children, which I think is so amazing. The daughter is like her baby girl. She doesn't want nothing to happen to her, but she kind of tries to respect her opinion, even though her daughter doesn't seem as street smart as the gentleman. The other gentleman, who we find out, it's a spoiler, that's actually gay. She finds out that her son is gay, but she respects his leadership style. He's calm, he's cool, he's collected, he's polished, and she kind of respects that, but she knows he's not a tough guy, and she uses her other son as the tough guy, as the, you know, as the brawn. And I kind of like so much have respect, like that's her family, that's who she protects, and they protect her as well. So I think that's something that I got out of the show. Like, you may think that, you know, your parents or your family don't understand you, but they may understand you. They just don't know how to deal with you. Not everybody knows how to deal with so many personalities at the same time. And there's always that running joke, how a mother will yell at you at the top of her lungs but get your name wrong because she's thinking about the other child. So it's kind of like the same thing. The other thing I wanted to say about power, to go back to Mary's whole item about I can control you, I can control anyone. And when I say I've been in situations like that, I've definitely been in situations like that, which I'm kind of like, so feel so about it. But it's just like the advice I will give as my weekly tip is to make sure that whatever your gut is telling you, to act on it. So like, say if you're dating somebody and you're asking your friends about opinion. So, you know, you may ask one person for an opinion, another person an opinion. I feel like if you ask so many people for an opinion on what to do in this situation, move the fuck on. I just feel like you already know what to do. And I'm talking to myself as well. Like, you just want reassurance that your idea is solid and concrete, which is nice, and you don't want to make mistakes in life, but I think you got to just do it and just listen to yourself. Like, when I was younger, I dated an older guy and it felt so wrong. And my friend kind of coerced me into dating him, and he was like, you know, a jackass and an asshole. And I'm like, this motherfucker had audacity. And even if I see him in the street today, I wouldn't even pay him any mind. But I listened to my friend. So I feel like that whole control thing of Mary J. Blige, you know when somebody was trying to control you. And the point of that story with me dating was like, the guy was older, so he felt he can control me. But my mind is all over the place. And some people will call me crazy, which is fine, that he wasn't able to control me because he was so confused about what I was thinking about and what I was trying to do. So it goes to show you, like, focus on your life, focus on what you want to do. And there's this pastor, she's a female that I follow, and she, Teresa, that's her name, or Teresa. And she writes this long list. That you're so focused on everyone else's business about what they're doing. Did you get your finances in order? Did you get a second job? Did you clean your room, organize your closet? Did you tithe to the church? And it's like goes on and on. And I took that to heart. Like, I, instead of focusing on my friends' lives and my friends' business, not that I don't care, I will rather go to Instagram or follow my favorite celebrity and delve into their lives and their business and not necessarily meddle in other people's and try to control what they got going on. If they have a kid and their kid is doing well, God bless them. I'm happy for them. But I don't need to interfere and figure out what your kid is doing, what they're trying to do, and things like that, or vice versa, what your man is doing, what your girl is doing, because I really don't care. And I think if we have that idea for ourselves that you really don't care, you focus on yourself and you put yourself first, that your life will be a little bit easier and less stressful, and you won't feel as empty that you're trying to solve everybody's problems. And I think that's one of the things that I get from Power, that everybody that's at the top is so selfish, so self-absorbed. Ghost, he was so selfish, so self-absorbed, and he took the time to study everybody he was dealing with, so he already knew what they were doing. So that's why I said, too, with friendships, don't have a friend that needs to study you. Yeah, don't get me wrong, you may have the same shoe, the same bag, but if everything's the same and they trying to figure out what the fuck you doing all the time, don't study me. Are we in the streets? Are you trying to sell drugs with me? I don't sell drugs, but I'm just saying. I just feel like that was really something else I noticed about Monet. She's powerful. She's self-absorbed. She looks really put together, but her family was her priority. So that's not really self-absorbed, because that's a lot of management of all her kids that's in adulthood or on the cusp of adulthood as well. But I just noticed that also people that have money, and even in real life, are so self-absorbed. I mean, they may help people lift as you climb, but very rarely I've seen somebody that was like really pure with that, and but they still help people. The other person that was self-absorbed is Tasha. Tasha still never told her lawyers that her son killed his father, which I think is so good on the writer's part and in the suspense situation, because I'm like, how the hell are you going to get out of this shit, because they pinning it on your ass and you can't even get an alibi because you're so tiny. So how are you going to take down that big of a man? But it just goes to show me that people are self-absorbed. So if people have time to like study you and trying to control you, I feel like you should be wary about that. And I can just, in my next episode, I can give more examples of how I kind of ran into that and how I avoided it, which is, long story short, is basically just moving on and listening to my gut and my instinct. So I think the tip for this week is always try to put yourself first. Be a little self-absorbed. Self-absorbed in this sense, being healthy, is loving yourself, making yourself feel good, even if you're dressing up once a day, putting on makeup, or sending a compliment somebody's way. If I'm having a bad day on Instagram or just in general in life, but not on Instagram, I would go on Instagram and give compliments to celebrities and things like that. So I think be self-absorbed, love yourself, focus on yourself, and don't meddle in people's business, and use this Power episode as, look, powerful people are self-absorbed, so they're focusing on their business and they're about their money. So you should focus on your money too, and try not to self-sabotage on you, everyone or anyone. Hope everyone has a good week. Take care, and this is Foster's Corner.